Aloha and welcome
Love
to Take Action
Radio.
Aloha and welcome to Take Action Tuesdays. Get on, get off, get busy. This is a weekly show to help you take inspired action to follow your goals and dreams. The when, the what, the where, the how do you get started in various careers, hobbies, turned into businesses, and more. You already know the why. More freedom, more travel, more time with family, more fill in the blank of what you want. Today, we're doing a Let's Get Back to the Basics. I'll be focusing on a must-read book to help you get started. A lot of times we see someone doing a business and say to ourselves, I can do that better. However, how do you do it better if you don't know how to start? So when I wrote the show for today, I had put every month I will pick a book that has had a power influence on myself, but I am actually going to recommend a book every week, and then one show each month. We will focus a little bit on each of the four books, and you can find the books on my website, alohacrystal.com. I will be adding a special Take Action Tuesday page to my website, and there you will find the information on each week's show as well as the books and who my guests are for the future. So today is all about the books. March 15th, 2016. So what book am I going to recommend this week? Well, one of my favorite books, because I have a whole lot of favorite books, my husband and I look like the library in a small town. We both love reading, and so what we call our music room is actually a music room / library. There's like 6 bookshelves in there, and they are covered from one end to the other on each bookshelf, and then books in the nooks and crannies, and that's just in one spare bedroom. Plus, in our bedroom, we have books in the cubbies, on our bed, under the bed, you name it. You know, we start with a book, fall asleep, it ends up under the bed. You know, you dig it out the next day, read a few more pages. The importance is, if you didn't learn how to read and love reading when you were in school, your teachers did you a disservice. If you struggle reading, you've got it out. There's audible.com, so you can get books on Audible. The book that I'm going to recommend today, because I was tossing it up between two of my favorite books. One is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And the other one is Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. The Napoleon Hill book, Think and Grow Rich, was written back in the early 1900s. And it's a fabulous book. It's one that will help you get out of your head and get you focused on what it is that you want.
How do you guys feel? Sorry, I am having to call in on my phone. This is Crystal's Take Action Tuesdays. Get on, get off, get busy. If you missed the last 5 minutes of this show, because at some point I've gotten disconnected to my show because of my internet service provider, but thankfully I have AT&T for my cell phone service, and guess what? I'm still on the air with you guys. Okay, so the conversation is about Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. It's an awesome book. It's one of the biggest influences in my life. I'm not going to do a whole lot of spoiler alerts. I'm just going to say this is a must-read book. On my website, I will have it up tomorrow for the list of books that we're reading for the next month. And I'm putting out the challenge, as Erin Smith, my guest from last week, put out the challenge to us when we joined the Starters Club. She started a book a week on Mondays, and we would do a short review on the following Monday about the book. However, I'm going to just do a short review on the books on a future show. But anyways, Think and Grow Rich is definitely a law of attraction, how-to, self-help, motivational, sales, finance, investment, personal development, how-to kind of book. So this is something that you would need to read. And why? How do you know what you want to do and where you want to go if you don't have any direction? A lot of us get out here and say, oh, yeah, I want to start this business, or, oh, well, you know, I know so-and-so. She's doing that, and I can do it better. But that's usually where we leave it. We, you know, run our mouths, and instead of putting action behind it, we go, oh, yeah, if I wanted to do that, I could do that. Well, this show is calling you out. If you want to do business, and if you claim that you can do a job better than so-and-so, get your butt in gear and do it. It's not as easy as it looks. I have friends that their kids think my husband and I, well, I'm not going to tell you what they thought we were, because they saw the easy days. My husband and I would get done working at 2 or 3 in the afternoon. We'd call their mom and dad and see if they what they were doing, because they were self-employed as well. And they had gotten off work early, and we'd go, hey, you guys want to just barbecue? We'll stop by and bring the beer. Those were the easy days. They never saw the days that we'd have to get up at 4 in the morning and travel for 3 hours to do a service because we contracted out to another company. They never saw the days of the heartache and the heartbreak of, you know, my husband's knuckles getting sore, his wrists getting cut because a job wasn't done correctly prior to us getting called out to service someone's aquarium. Those are the hard truths. Everybody that has an 8-to-5 job thinks that us entrepreneurs, self-employed business owners have it gravy. No, there's no gravy to it. My husband and I have earned every gravy day that we have now, where we would work 12, 14, 16 hours a day so that way we could take a vacation. We would, to hone our craft, we would go take more classes. Lord knows how many boring seminars we'd go, and we'd crack up because, okay, this is bad to tell, but we would crack up because we knew more than the person presenting. Okay, but, you know, my husband and I see the importance of learning our trade, learning our craft. That is what I'm telling you about reading a book. If you don't have time to read a book, check it out on Audible, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And I'm telling you, if you're working an 8-to-5 corporate job, I am sure you're sitting in traffic or on the bus or on the train going to work every day. And so start investing in yourself. Oh, okay, the next one I hear is, but books cost money. But your library doesn't. Go to your local library. Hand them your driver's license, your mail, because I'm sure it's one of those things now that you need 2 or 3 pieces of ID to verify who you are. Get you a library card. And go check out books out of the library with friends. You'd be surprised how many of your friends probably read the books that are going to be on my list. There are lots of great books that you can read to get ahead, not only in business, but also in your career, also in your personal development and your personal growth. So many times, yeah, you guys have heard me right now being all judgmental, but the thing of it is we all have judgment about ourselves, judgment about others. These books that I'm going to recommend that you read, part of them help with that personal development so you have minimal judgment and minimal dissension. It helps you learn how to work with others so you can get what you want, how to create what you want in your life. When I used to work at corporate America, I had a bad attitude. I can say that in a heartbeat. Because when you have the taste of being an entrepreneur and then you go back to corporate America, whew, you can definitely see flaws in the system. And I worked for a major corporation. And you could see the flaws because when you run a business, you don't waste money. You don't waste time because those are two commodities that are extremely precious. The most precious, of course, is time because, one, you can never get it back, which is why I'm telling you, if you're commuting 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours a day, you have time to read a book every week. I'm just getting you to commit to one book every week. There's some of you guys out there that are great readers and can read a book a day in that commute. And that's what the kind of books that I want to turn you on to are what we call airplane books in the coaching world, where it's just a couple of hours long. But I want you to get serious information out of them so that way you can do what it is you want to do, whatever that looks like. I'm not here to tell you, okay, you should be this, you should be that. Not my job. That's your job. But if you know that you're destined to do more than just sit and, you know, wash cars, answer phones, whatever, and because you're not loving your job. I have a friend that he is the auto detailer and does amazing work. Why? Because he loves it. Not everybody's destined to do that. You know, a lot of times we just take a job because we need money. So until you either are so in love with it that you couldn't see yourself doing anything else or doing something similar but better, then, you know, stay where you're at. You know, stay where you're at. But in the meantime, you can still do stuff to improve yourself and improve the quality of your life. That's what the show is about, taking inspired action. Whatever that looks like. Again, I'm not here to tell you corporate America is bad. I just couldn't work in corporate America again because I see the waste. And like I said, I'm not into wasting my time or my money, just the way I see things. And when you attempt to use whistleblower situations within your corporation and they give you the attitude of, well, this is the way we've always done it. Well, just because you've always done it this way doesn't mean you can't look at new ways to do it. So that was my conflict with corporate America. Great company that I worked for, just not a point in my lifetime. Prefer the flexibility because as a life coach that helps clients with reconnecting and remembering their greatness, I have to have the flexibility to be available to my clients worldwide, so my hours are way past weird. I can be up as early as 4 in the morning or go to bed at 3 in the morning. So it's one of those things because I am very accommodating to my clients. I want them to be able to have an excellent experience while they're coaching with me. And my big thing is referrals. I prefer when I receive a referral from a client because that's just telling me, hey, you're doing a great job. I want my friends to know about you. So that's how I've worked all of our businesses. My husband and I have had several, and it's all been word-of-mouth referrals because, and I advertise and I do all these other things that I'm going to share with you guys that I'm doing, but there is nothing better or a bigger compliment than when you receive a phone call that says, hi, my name is Joe, and I was referred to you by Fred. And it's like, oh, my God. And you send a little note back to Fred saying, thank you so much for thinking of my service and my value for your friend. I appreciate it. Nothing better, you know. It's just one of those things that makes you feel good. Anyways, it makes me feel good. Alrighty, so Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich is the book for this week. And it was originally published back in the early 1920s. And although Napoleon Hill did not, you know, didn't was not wealthy, as what we call wealthy, but he was successful. So, you know, everything is up to you, what you believe, what you're, you know, what you can achieve. My husband and I, of course, are huge wrestling fans, which is kind of corny and crazy, but it was a childhood thing that, you know, we embraced as one of the things that we had in common. And we love Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. And he cracks me, Dwayne Johnson cracks me up in the aspect of when he does his shows and his things. But if you believe, you can achieve. So that's what I'm telling you is, no matter what anybody tells you, that you can't do it until you absolutely have done, exhausted every avenue, then don't give up on yourself. You know, as Aaron was telling us last week, even if you fail, who cares? The only one that's going to know that you failed is you. Nobody else is going to know unless, of course, and of course, we all have those haters that, you know, were hoping that you wouldn't succeed, that were hoping that you wouldn't be successful. And you take that opportunity and go, well, it didn't work out exactly the way I wanted it to, but I learned something that I didn't know before, and I know how to do it better, and I know how to do it right. Because whatever better and right look like, that's the only thing that you can answer. I can't answer that. Because what my better and right looks like is not the same as your better and right. That's the beauty of, you know, having your own opinion on how things should run, how things should go. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not on Twitter, get on Twitter. Get on Periscope. There are great people to follow. I love Twitter because I can go through and read an article from Fortune, Inc., Entrepreneur, and get information quick here and now, just a one-page article, and I'll do that while I'm in line at the grocery store. If I'm in the, if my husband's driving and I'm in the car, I can knock out three or four articles really quickly and get information. And what I love about Twitter. And then get on Periscope. There are great coaches that are on Periscope. And I will be back on Periscope at the end of this month. I'm working out my format as far as exactly when I'm going to be on, what I'm going to say, and what my audience wants to hear. So Periscope, great. There's great coaches, business, spiritual, religious, you name it, it's on there. Great people. And Facebook, they're doing live video now as well. I'm not a huge YouTube fan anymore. That's just my own thing, but there's tons of information on YouTube. I know people will put their video on all different venues as far as Periscope, Snapchat, Blab, YouTube, Facebook. So whatever it is, get out there and learn something new every day. My mom and dad used to ask my brother and I when we'd come home from school, what did you learn new today in school? And we'd reply, the typical smart-ass kids, because we knew it all. Nothing. And my dad would say something like, well, I wasted my money. I guess you don't need to go to school anymore. And the whole thought was dreadful because that's where all your friends were. That's what you accumulated your day with, was at school. So what were you going to do sitting at home? Sure, it sounded great. And, you know, when you were sick, you sat at home. Or if you cut school, you sat at home. And it was okay, but the whole concept of not being able to go to school, oh my God, that was dreadful for my brother and I. And my mother would say something like, well, if you didn't learn anything today, you just wasted your day. And that has been with me all of my life. Every day I learn something new. Part of the reason why I read, because some of the stuff is really good information for me. Some of it, I just put it in the memory bank, and when I need it, I'll get it. Because everything I read, I know I may not need in this moment, but I may need it in the future, or I may have a client that says, oh, you know, I wanted to do this or that, or I, you know, needed to figure out something about coffee. And then in that memory bank where you store what you think is useless information is where you come up with, hey, did you know that the da-da-da-da-da about coffee, da-da-da-da-da, great information for a friend or a client. The more you read, the more intelligent you are, the more you can do things because you're seeing things at a different perspective. If you sat in the front of the room, you saw things one way. If you sat in the back of the room, you saw things another way. That is perspective. Part of reading is perspective. And you expand your mind. I love that song. Expand your mind, the rest will follow. So that's why I'm saying read. If you can't, if you don't have time to read, then you're wasting part of your day, not investing in yourself, not learning something new. Because everybody can learn something new, no matter what age. My dad. Sorry, guys. My dad is 80 years old. And guess what? At 79, he learned how to use an iPad. That guy has it mastered. He knew nothing about computers. My dad retired a few years before personal computers came out. And when he retired, he went back to his roots, per se, and was farming and being a gentleman farmer. So he got the paper and stuff, has a fantastic mind, and he loves reading. He loves debating with the TV. That's what we call it. And he learned how to use the iPad. In one weekend, I taught him the basics of the iPad. I bought him a book. What is it called? iPad for Seniors for Dummies. He was offended to the dummies part, but I had to tell him that I had to buy the book for Microsoft Office because when it first came out, I didn't know how to work it, and I needed help. So then he goes, oh, okay, so it's not really for dummies. I said, well, it could come up with a better title, but it should be, you know, iPad Made Simple. It would have been better than iPad for Seniors for Dummies. And he's got his apps on there. He knows how to maneuver it. He knows how to take pictures and video. And the best thing ever, he knows how to FaceTime me. That is priceless. Granted, they're only a few hours away from me, but he can FaceTime with me, and he can FaceTime with his grandkids in Hawaii. So even at 80 years old, he has not given up choosing to learn something new every day. So that's what I'm asking you guys to do. Invest in yourself, invest in your mind, because your mind is the most powerful weapon that you can have in your toolbox when you're operating a business. And weapon may not be the best choice of words, but if you know how to do something really great, when you're out there looking for your best accountant, your best virtual assistant, the best whatever, in that mind, with all these tools of information that you have, you will be able to tell people, hey, I want X, Y, and Z, 1, 2, 3. You won't be wishy-washy because you already know what you want. You already have an idea of how you want your business to run. You know what kind of people you like. So your mind, beautiful tool, beautiful tool. So use it. So use it so that way you can be empowered. So Take Action Tuesday is about inspiring you to take action, to follow your goals and dreams. Start today. Take one step. Go to the library. Go to the Amazon, eBay, whatever. Whatever your buying preference is, buy the book. Buy it on Audible or some other thing. Check with your friends. They may even have the book. They'll tell you, oh, it was a boring read. I've had people tell me that. Oh, my God, that book was so boring. But it's not about it always being exciting like Robinson Crusoe. It's about you empowering and expanding your mind. So, and Think and Grow Rich, I don't think is boring, but I've had people tell me that. Why? Because they weren't really ready to read it. That's how I feel. If you're not ready to read it, you're just going to go, and turn the page. But when you're ready to do something, to get out of your own dang way, when you're ready to start being an entrepreneur, you can still work for corporate America and still be an entrepreneur. I know several people that have small businesses that they run out of their home and still work for corporate America because they have their reasons. They've been there for a long time. They have their benefits. They have seniority. Their vacation time. They're close to retiring. So in the meantime, they still have a side business that they can do past their retirement. So that's what I'm asking you guys to do, is to expand your mind and look at how you can improve the quality of your life, improve the finances, if that's something that you want to do. You know, I'm not in your business, so I'm neutral. You know, I'm Switzerland. I'm just here to help you take inspired action to get off your fanny and do something, whatever something is. Alrighty, well, I'm signing off now. My name is Crystal Kia Paul. I am your host for Take Action Tuesdays. Today was book time, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. There's lots of authors that have rewritten the book or written a book commenting about the Think and Grow Rich. Start with the beginning. Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. See you next week, Tuesday at 1 o'clock Central. Aloha, ahui ho, malama pono.